Good evening, Audio Boo. It is 23:12 on Tuesday. I've been thinking it was Wednesday all day, but it soon will be. The 30th of September. Not much left of September. Can't believe it. And I have had a very strange day and a very strange night. But firstly, I just want to say, Audio Boo... Oh, excuse my stomach. Audio Boo is so quiet. Where is everyone? Now, we know we're all fed up with the new app. Well, I'm not, because I haven't got it, but... please, come back. Let's give them a chance to fix this issue, or these issues. It's too quiet. Actually, even my email groups that I belong to are very quiet as well. I belong to... I run one. That's a guide dog. Well, it's an assistance dog group. It's very quiet. It's been very quiet for a long time. And I belong to another one. And then I'm on one, two... I'm on a few, but they mostly... Drawers list and tech stuff and... UKVI cooks and stuff. For that, my emails on my phone, at least, all go into my junk folder. I don't know why. Anyway, they... I belong to lots of groups. Well, not lots of groups, but there's usually quite a lot of traffic. And I haven't put my computer on today. In total, in my inboxes, three inboxes, I have got 27 messages. One of them is from Asda. A couple are from Audio Boom, to say people have commented on things and someone is following me. That's taken up probably about a third of them. Rest. Are just the email groups. Oh, and a few other junk stuff. There might be one of my junk folders that I haven't looked at, but everywhere seems to be really quiet. Facebook's quite active. I've been on there. I've just flicked through on my phone. I haven't actually participated, but I've actually looked on there. But anyway, please, Audio Booers, don't desert us. As you can hear, you might be able to hear... Got the dishwasher and washing machine going, and as you know, I'm sure I won't go to bed and leave them on, so therefore, this is my day. I've got a cup of tea beside me. I've just had a little snack. I had half a piece of bread with some sandwich, no, not sandwich, paste, you know, the little jars of paste. I've got some of those in. They're not very nice, but they're all right to put in toasted sandwiches with onion and stuff. But I just had half a piece of bread with some of that on and a cup of tea. I suppose that's my... Well, I had my dinner at the normal time, but that's like my breakfast. I'm really upside down. It's awful. You can hear Pinky crying. I'm not letting her out this time of night. They've been out today, as in out. She's been in here. Well, they all have, actually. I didn't see Chantelle in here today, but she's the one that comes in here the least. The others have all been in. I didn't see much of the day, to be honest with you, because last night I lay in bed all night trying to sleep. I wasn't asleep and waking up. I was literally just laying there awake. I went on my laptop for a while. Then I just lay listening to boos, but there weren't many. So I went back to some of the ones that I missed when I was off air. And I caught up with some of those, which was good. And come the morning, I was very tired. And I just couldn't sleep. It was the kind of sleep where you... just doze off and then you wake up. The phone kept ringing. My mother-in-law rang just after Obi had left for work, about 7:15. He left long before that, but she rang just when I was getting sleepy. And then I had a couple of other calls, and annoying things like the council decided today that it was their fortnightly day to do the grass verges and the green across the road, to cut them. And then someone was out there going beep 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 beep, because of course I've got my windows open. I always have them open, unless it gets ridiculously cold. They're open right now upstairs, and everyone's in their room. I don't know if they're in bed. Our guest Connor, well, Obi is. He had to work really hard today, physical work. Drilling concrete was part of it. Drilling concrete up on scaffolding with a drill above his head for an hour. Okay, some people do that all day, but they're used to it, and he isn't. And the boss, he said, I've never used one of these before, I don't know how to use it. So the boss got up there with him and started doing it and said, oh boy, this is hard work. And he only did it for a couple of minutes. That was one of the things. He had to do other stuff as well, but it's work. And I said, get you used to using all these power tools and stuff, and then maybe you can start doing some jobs around the house, and I won't have to call the housing association out when something breaks. Obviously, if it's something major. Oh, talking of which, my shower got fixed yesterday, Monday. They came out really quick. Actually, I had a bit of a to-do with them because the people on the weekend, the out-of-hours man, said that he gave me a reference number, and he said if I didn't hear from them by 9 o'clock Monday morning, because they get quite busy, they open at 8, to ring them, because he's emailed all the details over and he's going to tell them to do it quickly. And he said, I promise you they'll come out Monday. It got to nine, something past nine, and I thought I was still awake, and so I thought, okay, I'll call them now before I go to sleep. So I rang them, and they said, I said, well, they promised me they'd come out today, and he said, I shouldn't have done that. He's only the out of hours person. I can't guarantee that we can get someone out today. And I said, okay, but you do realise, I said, I'm just to tell you that. He said, I know this is really awful. Can't you have a wash with the flannel? And I said, yes, I can. But I've already done that for 2 days. And I need to get fresh, clean, flowing water over my, what they call the exit site, which is where my tube comes out, which I have to keep covered up with a dressing all the time. I said, I have to. You know, you can't wash around that with a flannel, because a flannel isn't considered aesthetically clean, even if you've just taken it out the airing cupboard and it's been washed. It's not sterile. Yes, I've got wipes and stuff, but in washing the other parts of you around there, it would be very easy to wipe the bacteria from the rest of your skin into that area. That's why you need the shower running over it constantly, to make sure that nothing like that happens. And I told him all this, and I said, you know, I don't mind going without it for a couple of days. I said, but I can't do it beyond that for proper hygiene reasons. I mean, he said, well, okay, I'll just go and speak to somebody. So he went off to speak to the electrician, and he came back. He'd gone ages. He said, I need to ring someone else. Can I ring you back? I'll ring you back. And I thought, yeah, yes. I said, okay. I was going to say to him, I'll give you till 10 o'clock, and if I haven't heard from you, I'll ring you back. But he rung back within 10 minutes. He said, someone will come out this afternoon. I said, okay, thank you. He said, but you do realise that if they need a replacement part, they'll have to send off it. I said, yes, I know that. I said, but what I told you at the beginning is I can't wait this 28 days business, which is what I did start off saying, because to get a non-urgent repair, it can take them up to 28 days. Well, that's considered a non-urgent repair for most people because there's a bath here. But for me, I can't use it, so I always stress that on. They do take it into account, to be fair. I said, I realise that, of course, but at least I don't want to go like 28 days and then have to wait even longer while they order the part, if you see what I mean. So he said, okay. Then about an hour later, I got another call saying, this is the electrician. Is someone going to be in tomorrow? And I went, he said, only I can get an electrician out to you. And then he started talking again, and I realised he had picked up the job from the weekend people. The man that I was talking to was one that I just rang, because I get fed up with waiting, and they told me if they haven't rung you by 9 o'clock to ring them. This bloke had actually picked it up and was ringing me back, and he didn't know. The left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing, as so often happens in these cases. I said, Well, someone's coming out today, and he said, well, maybe it's a plumber. I said, I don't know. They said that they were going to ring the electrician, and then they said that to ring someone else. I said, maybe it is a plumber. I said, I'm really confused now. And he said, hold on a minute, let me have a look. Anyway, he had a look, and he said, oh, yeah, you're right. Someone is coming out today. So that was that. And they said it'd be out between 1 and 5. So I thought, okay, this was about... By this time, it was must be getting on for 11, I thought. You know, I hadn't been asleep all night. I thought, I'll have a couple of hours sleep. So I settled down. It was about 11:30, I think, by the time I decided, you know, to go to sleep till 1 o'clock, and then I'd have to be ready in case he turned up. So I just settled down, drifting off to sleep. Ding dong, ding dong. Ronan looked out the window, said it was housing association. I thought, oh God. So I came down, let him in. He was a nice bloke, and I said, I'm really sorry. I wasn't dressed. I was in my dressing gown. I said, I'm really sorry. I wasn't expecting you to be between 1 and 5. I said, that's why. Otherwise, I would have been dressed. He was here about 30 minutes, I suppose. He said, this is what kills the electric shower in this country. I don't even know why we have them, really. And that is the lime scale. He said he'd washed it all through. The hose was completely gunked up with limescale. And he said it was also twisted. I couldn't see it twisted anywhere, but maybe it got twisted as it came out the unit or something, and we didn't realise. He said, we need a new pipe and a new... He called it a rose, but he meant the shower head. And so he said he's flushed it out, and we can use it for now, but... He's ordered a new one, and a plumber will come and fit it when it arrives. I didn't ask how long that would be, because to be honest, as long as it's working, I don't really care. They'll get in touch with me when it comes in, obviously. So that was that, and then I thought, okay, I'll go and have a nice lay down now. Go and have a sleep. So this was about, I don't know, about 12:30, lay down. Ding dong, ding dong. My dad's friend Phil with the newspapers. I thought, oh, give me strength. The phone kept ringing. So anyway, I did get to sleep from 1 till 3. And it was actually quite decent sleep. So my sleeping has moved to the afternoons now, which is really weird. I don't think I've ever had it this like this. So last night, I was awake all night, as I said, listening to audio boos. Got to the morning and couldn't sleep, the phone kept ringing, the Connor had a day off, the kids kept arguing, they were cutting the grass, people kept going beep, beep, beep. I was going to go to the doctor's this afternoon. I was going to ring up at 1 and get an appointment, and it got to 12 o'clock and I was still awake. My ex rang and talking to him, and then I'd set my alarm for 1 o'clock so I can ring the doctor's to get an appointment. Like, I suppose something after 12, I went into my night's sleep. I suddenly crash. That boom, that's it. You know, all the restlessness, and I wake up and I fall asleep, and I wake up and I fall asleep. That's gone. At some point, whatever time it is, I'll just go. And at 1 o'clock, I heard my alarm and I turned it off. And I didn't wake up till 4:02. And I felt so disorientated because... I hadn't done anything all morning. I've been trying to sleep. And then in the afternoon, I did sleep. And then I got up at 4 o'clock. Day? What day? It gets dark by 7 o'clock now. So I got up. Immediately started doing the dishes and stuff which needed doing. Because even though I was sleeping, the rest of the world was carrying on. And do the dinner. Fed the animals, cleaned the cat's litter tray. Did some cleaning, put all the rubbish out. Ronan did some hoovering for me. I didn't ask him. He hoovered the stairs and the landing. And he did part of my room. He had a good clear out of his own bedroom. So that was much appreciated. Those two have been arguing non-stop about this and that. Ronan's got an interview next week for somewhere in Orpington. It's only 4 hours a week. It's probably Saturday, but that's a start. It's something. And you never know. So, not really much has been happening. Obi got home about... It was after 7. he leaves in the dark and comes home in the dark now. And that's just not going to get any better, is it, as the evening draws in. But he was really tired. Too tired to eat all his dinner, really, which isn't like him. He didn't go to bed till 10. And then, excuse me, he fell asleep instantly. And I fell asleep as well for about 3/4 of an hour. So that's definitely me awake now. Still, I suppose that little nap will keep me going. And I'm going to try again for the doctors tomorrow, if I can. Thursday, they're shut in the afternoon. I did think if I'm awake in the morning, I might just ring up at 8 and go in the morning. I've got to somehow buck this trend, the afternoon business. I've never had it. You know, I don't like sleeping in the mornings, like from 9 till 12 or from 7 till 10 or 11. That's bad enough, but this is ridiculous. I suppose if I just got up, excuse me, and went about my business in the morning. But the thing is, by the time I get to that stage, I'm too tired to do it. I'm too hell-bent on getting to sleep. But that might be the only way to do it. The worst thing would be if I slept in the evening. That would be really awful, like from like 6 to 10. There's no way I'd ever let that happen. That's just not going to happen. But anyway, Audio Boo, it's been so quiet. I haven't even got any boos to listen to tonight. Where are you all? I'm quite upset about it, really. I've got a really itchy eye. Excuse me. Oh, dear. And NYLE is in his bed. I don't know. What did he know I said his name? Give over. You can't spell dog. I'm not one of these people who think that my guide dog is all knowing. In fact, quite the reverse. His nickname is Dum Dum. And he knows it. If I say the word dumb, he usually reacts. Lamb is here. I said, NYLE is in his bed and he moved. Maybe it's because I said the word bed and he thought I was telling him to get in bed. But he's already in his bed. So I came down the dishwasher. I put the dishwasher on ages ago. But it was on a 2-hour cycle, so it must be nearly finished now. The washing is Obi's washing. I've just put that in. Plus a few things of mine just to fill it up. And I have such an eventful life that I'm sitting here talking about my bloody washing. Uh-oh, here comes somebody. It's Connor, I think. Which I don't know. They're going in the toilet. Oh, here we go. I'm going to move my phone over. They always come out and go to the... Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Now he's getting out of bed. I don't know how much battery I've got left on this phone. Oh, my eyes are itchy. Hello, Niall. You're right, boy. I don't really want to be playing this time of night. I'm making a draught with your tail, but it's actually quite nice. Yeah. I've got my cup of tea in my hand though, otherwise it'd be. I don't want your bone, thank you, and I'm not going to pull it. If you want to pull, that's not the right thing to have in your mouth. And it's not the right time of day. I'm walking around the back of the setting now. Coming back. Wagging his tail. He's on the rock now. No, he's not. He's in front of me. I'm not playing, boy. Thanks for the offer, but no thanks. I appreciate that you wanted to play with me, but I don't want to play with you. At this time of night, I'm trying to quieten down and... He's laid down now, next to me on the floor. And I was chewing the bone. Anyway. one, folks. I'm not going to go on about this crap any longer because it's just boring. I'm boring myself. So take care, and I'll speak to you all soon, and hopefully I might have some more interesting news.